Psalms chapter 31. I trust in you, Lord, I say. You are my God. My times are in your hands. In the margin of my Bible, I wrote in 2012, I'm afraid. I'm writing the same thing again today, but I also reread some previous paragraphs. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. These words encouraged me then and can encourage me even today. At his feet, I was able to leave my anguish. The God of David, the only God, the same God of 2012, and the same God of today. Like armies besieging a city, doubts and fear can surround us by making us believe that there is no way out. I am certain neither the first nor the only person waiting for a diagnosis or some other similar dire result. For me and for those who live in similar circumstances, I would like to share the final words of this psalm. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Greatness is your faithfulness. Faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.